If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of God's word? This evening, I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. Luke writes, "And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Well, the long wait is finally over. Christmas is finally here. Some of you have been waiting since before Thanksgiving. You know who you are. I see you, you early decorators. Some of you have been waiting since Halloween. That's a whole nother sermon. But I want you to think about all that's led to this day. All of the lights, all of the decorations, all of the family traditions, all of the presents, all of it has led to this night. The night that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But have you ever wondered what it was really like that night? What it was really like in that smelly old manger? What it was like when Jesus Christ was born? There were no Christmas lights. There were no stockings hung by the fire. No sugar cookies coming fresh out of the oven. It was dirty. It was dingy. It was smelly. I'm going to be honest, it wasn't exactly a silent night. If you don't believe me, parents, look at me. Just how silent has this night been for you? But you see, this is a joyful noise tonight. You see, children make a joyful noise. And I think as we imagine the crying of the baby Jesus, it shows us something that I think Joseph Moore, the author of Silent Night, was really trying to tell us with those words. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. You see, I don't think he was trying simply to describe this uneventful, quiet evening. I think he was trying to show us something more. You see, the second verse doesn't describe silence. It describes fear. Fear of the shepherds. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. So what is Silent Night actually talking about? I think he's trying to help us imagine the paradox of the incarnation. Now I say, hold on, wait a minute. Did anybody tell Paul this is the family service? Paradox, that's a big word. But children, I want to teach you a new word tonight, and it's actually really fun to say. Paradox. You want to say it with me? Paradox. Now, what's a paradox? A paradox is where you put two things together that don't normally belong, like a sad clown or a tiny elephant. A paradox is surprising because it's not what we would expect. And you see, the birth of Jesus as a paradox. Two things that you wouldn't imagine go together. The Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the one who is high and lifted up, became low. So low that he was born in a stable, into poverty, as a helpless baby boy. And tonight, briefly, I want to tell you about that paradox, the paradox of the glory of Christmas. I want to speak about that in two ways, and I want to show you why it's such good for us tonight, this Christmas Eve. The first is this: I want you to know that there is glory in the high and lifted upness of Jesus. He is King and He is Lord. He is our Savior. So, children, I want you to imagine the greatest king of the entire world. Can you picture him in your mind? Imagine his crown. Imagine his robe. Imagine all of the people who are with him, his court, his army. Now, imagine if that king was born, how do you think it would be announced to the world? Well, honestly, I think it would happen a little like it happened that night. I want you to look with me. This is the Gospel of Luke 2, verse 8. We're told that there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. If the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the greatest king in all of the universe was born, don't you think that God would send angels? And that's exactly what he did. God sent his angels to earth in the middle of the night. We're told that there were shepherds there. They're keeping watch over the flock, and all of a sudden, the darkness of the night sky was shattered by the brightness of God's glory. Can you imagine what that must have been like? A bunch of shepherds minding their own business, watching over their sheep. Imagine the smell of the sheep. It's not very pleasant, is it? The grit and the dirt in between their fingernails. Maybe one of the sheep has wandered off. They're trying to get it back. Squinting their eyes in the darkness when all of a sudden the sky was illuminated. And it wasn't shining brightly because of any stars. It was shining brightly because of the glory of God. See, in the Bible, God's glory is often described as light. In the Old Testament, we're told that Moses asked to see the glory of God, and when he met with God's glory, it made his face shine. And when he came down off of the mountain, his face was so bright, it was shining like a light bulb, that all of the people who saw him were filled with fear. That's exactly what would happen. If you were there that night, you would have been afraid. The shepherds, they were afraid. They're afraid because of what they saw. In verse 10, we're told that the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be with all of the people." And the angel doesn't stop there, but suddenly this angel is joined by a host of heaven, a whole choir of angels, and together they say, "Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace among those whom he is pleased." They're giving God glory because his glory has now come in his Son. The Gospel of John tells us, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the glory of God. That's the first thing I want you to understand. He is high and lifted up, but that's not the end of the story of Christmas. Because if that's all he was, it wouldn't be a paradox. But this is the paradox. Two things that don't go together. The one who is high and lifted up, the one who belongs all glory and all praise, became low. And he was born in a manger. Look with me, verse 15. "The angels went away with them into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Again, imagine the greatest king that the world has ever known, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At his birth, there is an announcement given by angels from heaven singing glory to God in the highest. Where would you find this king? In a palace? On a throne? Surrounded by an army? No. The shepherds found this king in a stable, lying in a feeding trough for animals. They found him in a manger. Not only that, but the first people to see the birth of Christ were shepherds. If you were going to announce the greatest king that the world ever known, who would you announce first? Who would you go and tell? Wouldn't you go tell other kings? Wouldn't you go tell other rulers? Wouldn't you go find the best of the best, the wealthy and the rich and the powerful? But that's not what God did. He sent his angels to lowly shepherds. Dirty, smelly, humble shepherds. Why? Because our great king became low. He became humble. And what I want you to know tonight is he was not humbled, but he humbled himself. Apostle Paul put it this way in Philippians 2. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is the true glory of Christmas, the glory of the paradox of the incarnation, that our great king became low, so low that he was born in a manger, so that some 30 years later, he would die on a cross for you and for me. Our great king died for our sin. He was born to die for you. Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. And that is the greatest of all paradoxes. That our holy and righteous and majestic God would love sinners like you and me. You see, just like the shepherds, we are low. And God came down to us to announce the birth of his son, and that is good news. And so tonight, this Christmas Eve, as you pull the covers over you and you wait for Christmas morning, I want you to remember what Christmas is all about. That God loved you so much that though he is high and lifted up, became low. The great paradox, two things that don't belong together. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, who came to save us from our sins. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this great gift that you, Jesus, who are high, have been made low. So we pray now that we would lift your name high and that we would worship you on this Christmas Eve. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.